Bukhani Maweto is not your typical choir. These 25 part-time vocalists, a chorus of African-Americans, whites, Asians, and Latinos based in Northern California, have been singing South African freedom songs since 1986, when the intense segregation of apartheid still ruled South Africa. They sang out for the freedom of Nelson Mandela and the end of apartheid. 5 years later, in 1991, Mandela was freed, apartheid fell, and Bukhani Maweto, happily, thought the need for their songs was over. But they found many reasons to keep singing South African freedom songs here in the United States. From the pulpit in this Oakland, California church, lawyer Fania Davis takes an audience of 300 back to South Africa, 1953. She tells the story of anti-apartheid activist James Mudlope Phillips.
In 1953, James was again arrested, together with Nelson Mandela, having been accused of inciting the people to sing.
Phillips escaped South Africa and traveled throughout Europe, training choirs to sing his country's freedom songs. Fania Davis was in Germany 20 years ago when she heard the pulsating rhythms of a chorus and stepped into a church to find its source.
German voices were singing songs of freedom in Zulu, Xhosa, Tswana, with such power and such beauty. It was pleasantly disorienting.
The director of that German choir was James Mudlope Phillips himself. Davis invited him to come to Oakland to lead a single performance of freedom songs. 20 years later, the choir that formed for that one performance sings on as Bukhani Maweto. Andrea Joyce Turner is the choir's musical director.
When I think of the South African music, I think of the harmonies, and I think of the gospel music here and the civil rights songs. The similarities are uncanny, the feeling that they evoke.
And, she says, the lyrics of the songs, such as Senzenina, are as relevant today as they were a half century ago, under apartheid.
Senzenina basically says, my skin is black. What have I done to deserve to be oppressed? What is my crime? And you just think about all of the young people who have died because of the fighting of apartheid. And you think about it now, all of the kids being killed are killing each other in Oakland, all over the U.S. And the picture became, what is my crime? What have I done? And why are we killing? We're killing off generations. Singing Xhosa, Zetu, and Zulu, we try to continue that legacy that has been passed on to us. We have found out in the last 20 years that we continue to be relevant. Bukhani Maweto means people arise, get up, get out, make some kind of change, help one another. That's exactly what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
Bukhani Maweto continues to perform at AIDS rallies, homeless shelters, prisons, and concert halls worldwide. They're planning a trip to sing in South Africa. I'm Lonnie Shavelson at the First Congregational Church in Oakland, California.